With primaries having come and gone in three big states, California, Texas, and Illinois, about one quarter of all nominees for the House have been decided. Although it's still a bit early, we thought we'd take this moment to try to get a sense of what the landscape will look like for the House elections this fall. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
The stakes are very high for both parties in the House. Democrats are only six seats away from regaining the majority. Republicans are equally determined to hang on to control. Normally, after the once-a-decade redistricting process, where new congressional lines are drawn by state legislatures based on changes in the population, a lot of new swing districts are created, districts that could elect either a Republican or a Democrat. That usually gives challengers, in this case the Democrats, an edge. But political analyst Stu Rothenberg says that didn't happen this year.
A year ago, I was predicting this could be a record-breaking year with 100 competitive House seats starting off the year. And now it looks as though we have three or four dozen competitive House seats, which will dwindle as we get closer to Election Day. So we are far below the number of competitive races I expected 6 months or a year ago.
Instead of drawing districts that were more competitive, Republicans and Democrats in most state legislatures around the country made bipartisan deals to protect all incumbents. They made existing Democratic districts a little more Democratic and Republican districts a little more Republican. And neither party has an edge right now in the number of brand new districts created by population growth. Both parties say the result favors them. Representative Tom Davis of Virginia, the chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, says the GOP, as the majority party, is very confident. One reason? There's no anger at Washington this year.
The president's numbers are good. Incumbent members of Congress, we have the highest rating at this point at any time in the last 30 years. And that's not the kind of atmospherics where members get taken out.
But Democrats point to history. In the last 100 years, with only one exception, the party with the White House has lost House seats in every first-term midterm. In Bill Clinton's first midterm election in 1994, the Democrats lost 53 seats because Republicans were able to nationalize that election, turning the congressional vote into a referendum on Clinton and his policies. New York Representative Nita Lowey, the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, says this year, with a popular president in the White House, it's unlikely there will be a tidal wave of national themes that the Democrats can ride to victory. Instead, she describes the House races as the political equivalent of trench warfare.
There are some clear themes that we're going to be talking about. Special interest versus hometown interest, broken promises, going into the Social Security Trust Fund. But the bottom line is local hand-to-hand combat. You have Nevada with Dario Herrera, which is going to be focused on Yucca Mountain. You have Ronnie Shouse, which is catfish farming in Mississippi. I think it's hand-to-hand combat.
Democrats hope to find just the right local issues to win just enough of these competitive races. But with only three or four dozen to choose from, many Democratic operatives admit it will be difficult, though not impossible, to pick up the six seats they need. The small number of competitive races also means that most voters in America won't get to see a hard-fought House race this fall. And Stu Rothenberg says there's another implication when the congressional map leaves incumbents safer and safer.
Not only are there relatively few House races, but if you think about what that means, it means that members are insulated from their constituencies. They know they're going to win. They're in either bullet Republican or bullet Democratic districts. They don't have to worry so much about what the folks back home are thinking. They have their strong political bases, and they can come to Washington and operate under that assumption.
Bulletproof districts tend to elect strongly partisan ideological candidates, and that will only intensify the trend toward a more polarized Congress. More and more hardcore liberals and hardcore conservatives win, and fewer centrists from either party get elected to the House, because there are fewer swing districts where candidates are forced to appeal to swing voters. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.